Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
Hello, everybody. I am so excited for today's podcast. We are starting what I've been promising. We have some guest speakers that are going to be on the podcast, the next few of these. Our first one today is Christy Carpenter. She is a presidential. And today we are going to be talking about how to lead as a blue personality. So hi, Christy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing awesome. Thank you.
Are you nervous about being on a podcast?
I feel like I'm semi-nervous. I feel like I'm in uncharted territory, but I'm ready.
You're going to do awesome. You're going to do great. Okay. So here's what I want to know. Okay. This is really short. This is what our up and coming leaders who are a blue personality as well, they want to know how they can be the best blue leader that they can be. So what are some things as a blue personality that you need to keep in mind, because you're leading a team that's not all blue. Mm-hmm. So what are some things that you have to keep in mind as a blue leader leading a team that's not all blue?
I guess one of the things I've identified with being a blue is how sheer excitement is awesome, but it only gets you so far if you don't have a plan to back it up, and to not speak so quickly without really forming actual thoughts and structure behind it. So making sure that I don't lose my fire and my enthusiasm, but also being organized, making sure I'm equipping everybody properly, and then making sure that I don't overwhelm people and focus on my strengths and require or expect people to have my strengths, and, you know, really just trying to figure out what are each individual person's strengths within their color personality, and how can I, as a blue, as an excited person, and as a self-confident person and a party personality, bring them out, call them out, but not overwhelm them.
Good. I think that's awesome. What about, as a blue, you don't really relate to the ones that maybe of the different colors that are shyer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you talk to me about that?
Yeah, it takes a lot to make me embarrassed. I'm not like a shy personality by any means. And I'm not like wanting to hog limelight or anything, but I definitely feel like I thrive around other people and I feed off their excitement. So when someone is having a hard time hosting a party or not wanting to share testimony or not wanting to go live, I have a really hard time, or at least in the beginning, relating to that. So I've had to sort of understand how to meet people where they are, but then also kind of show them that they're capable of this, and show them their value and show them their potential and their capacity, and make sure that they feel like I'm covering them as a leader, and I'm for them, and I believe in them, and, you know, push them to their potential, but without them feeling like I am not understanding of their personality. Yeah. If that makes sense.
No, makes total sense. That is so good. You said something in there that was really interesting. You said at the beginning, mm-hmm, that you made that distinction. So it sounds like you have moved towards more of a high functioning version of your color. Would you say that that's true in this business? Have you moved towards more of a high functioning blue?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest helps, obviously, was identifying the color, because in the beginning of the business, pretty much up until double, I thought I was red, just because I'm very driven and pretty focused. But when I identified, with your help, actually, no, you are a blue personality, that's why these are certain areas of struggle for you, I was able to sort of see my blind spots and not necessarily make my weaknesses my strengths, but sort of just kind of understand I am going to struggle in certain areas, so I need to make sure that I'm asking for help in those areas, and then work within my strengths and be able to help other people who are blue, but then also be really mindful of the traits that I'm personally lacking or that aren't as strong, and really work on those just as a leader, because, like, a lot of us say, we don't get in this business to be a leader. We just sort of become one. So that's been something I've had to really identify, to be as organized as I can, as structured as I can, you know, try to read files and, you know, be productive, but also make sure I am working within my strengths.
Absolutely. It's not your natural tendency to do some of those things. It's not your natural tendency to meet people where they are, even if you can't understand. That's not natural for a blue personality. But because of this business, it is now something that you do. You've learned that, and you understood. You're very self-aware. We've talked about that. And you've moved towards this high-functioning version of a blue leader, which is why you are so successful, and your team is so successful. So, that's awesome. Thank you so much for being on the podcast today. This was awesome, and I know the blue leaders out there, especially the up-and-comers, are going to appreciate it so much because they're next. They're up-and-comers. So
one of the biggest things I would say really quick is that this business, what I've learned is that it's people over process. And I know that we have a really simple process of steps to success. But as a blue, make sure that you're identifying the people within your organization and how to meet them at their color in creating a helpful process for them. And that was, like you said, hard for me to identify because I didn't grasp how to do that in the beginning because I didn't understand why people, you know, weren't outgoing or weren't, you know, forthcoming with things like this. So that's a big thing. It's just, it is a simple process, but the people are what, you know, really propels this.
That's awesome. All right. Well, thank you guys. We will see you next time with a different color leader. We are so excited. Have a great day. Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.